A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese, oceans and sunsets. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors looking for a custodian who can help them go further. With all the wealth services, technology, and support an RIA firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabious. Find your match and learn why custody is just the beginning at schwabious.com. If you're an RIA or looking to become one, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. It's no mystery why they're the number one choice for RIAs who want to be the ultimate solution for their clients. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabious. Follow the clues at schwabious.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Get ready for the best hour of your grid day.
You heard it here first. The best hour of your day on Sports Grid starts now with your host, Kevin Walsh.
One of the easy ones, Donnie, where you look at it and the complaint starts to be, how about I not bet that for more? You know what I mean? Like,
and Donnie Wrightside.
And I would like to see all the weight and anger and might of the NCAA/Big Ten smash that program into smithereens for the next 3 years.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Who's ready to rock and roll on the right side this afternoon on a glorious Tuesday? Well, not really here in the Northeast. It's kind of rainy, it's kind of cold, it's kind of damp, but boy, oh boy, we got a smorgasbord ready to go because it is truly feast week. Why? Because on Thanksgiving Day, we'll be feasting on football. It's tremendous. It's three games there. It's another game on Amazon Prime Friday where, boy, oh boy, by the way, NFL, I know you were trying to do a solid there to Amazon. Before that schedule comes out, you say, hey, look, let's start a new tradition. Amazon Prime Friday, let's let it rip. Let's give you Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets and the Miami Dolphins together. And what do we get? A 10-point line with the Dolphins going to blow that football team out of the water. But welcome in the money line. You know how it gets down. The next hour is mine. It's yours. It's fun. Callers, call in. Have some fun. Let it rip. And let's get after it today because we got a lot of hot topics to get after as usual. Now, let's start right away, people. You come on, guys. You know who I am. You know I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan at heart. But you know I don't pull any punches. So when the Eagles win a football game as massive as it was against the Kansas City Chiefs last night, it's a big deal. Because this sends ramifications and vibrations around the NFL. If you are in the NFC, you looked at that football game last night and said to yourself, come on now, the Kansas City Chiefs and Andy Reid at home off a bye. This is our chance to strike. This is the moment we've been waiting for where the Eagles hit that gauntlet schedule and we all catch up and pass them by. The Dallas Cowboys were hoping the Philadelphia Eagles took an L. The Detroit Lions were hoping the Philadelphia Eagles took an L. The San Francisco 49ers were hoping the Philadelphia Eagles took an L. It didn't happen last night. Now, as you guys know, listening to the network, we have a great time. We put on a great product on Pro Football Today. Do it Sundays for 3 hours, but also Mondays and Thursdays for primetime football, 1 hour pregame, 1 hour during the game, which usually gets us through the first quarter of the event. Yesterday, I had a lot of prop bets, and over I lost money. The only one that came in for me that was worth any note was Julio Jones. Over 1.5 catches plus 140 price to cash that ticket in. Now, granted, he caught two passes, but wasn't able to get 11.5 yards, so I did lose that. And also took a long shot on Julio to score a touchdown yesterday at plus 850. There weren't very many touchdowns going around yesterday. And I know Kevin, who was on that over yesterday, as we all were basically picking that game. I don't think any of us on the panel were looking at it under. I think we all thought the Philadelphia Eagles would win the football game at the 2.5. We expressed that multiple times. I thought the Philadelphia Eagles overall were the better football team than the Kansas City Chiefs heading into the game. But they have Patrick Mahomes, the best player in the NFL and probably the best coach overall in the NFL, and Andy Reid. What the Eagles did yesterday, look in the mirror from that Super Bowl. The Eagles were dominating the Kansas City Chiefs at the break of the Super Bowl up 10 points. Lost that football game because they couldn't execute in the second half. The Kansas City Chiefs last night had a 10-point lead and were physically dominating the Philadelphia Eagles. To the point when I was driving home after the first quarter and turned the football game off to listen to some serious satellite radio because I couldn't take it anymore. And I had to check my phone and say, this has to be an error. The Philadelphia Eagles have been sacked 5 times in the first half. What is going on? One of the best offensive lines in football was getting bombed on in the first half. And boy, they turned it around in a big way. If you look at the overall statistics of the football game, it's not that great from either side. But if you're being honest with yourself and looking at that game and saying, great, if I bet the under, I won that. That was great. It never really got challenged. What game were you watching? A red zone interception in the end zone by Patrick Mahomes. Travis Kelce catches a ball that would have gave the Chiefs first in goal, probably another touchdown. That's 14. Valdez Scantling drops a bomb touchdown. That's 21. And the Philadelphia Eagles would have got the football back with a chance to score to even tack on. So this game, even though the statistics weren't there overall, boy, oh boy, that game should have blown the total out of the water. It didn't do that. Credit the Philadelphia Eagles for running the football yesterday with DeAndre Swift. 12 carries for 76 yards. A couple very well-timed screen passes. 3 catches for 31 yards. The interesting part that this game is going to go down with is you don't see this that often. And you saw the statistics. The Kansas City Chiefs score first unbeatable. They dropped to 18-1. I don't know how long that statistic is for. Is that Patrick Mahomes' career? They only scored 18 times first and haven't lost? I don't believe that. So I don't know if that was 2 years or whatever that was, or maybe it was home games. I don't know. But then also, like, entering the fourth quarter with a lead, like some ridiculous statistic, like 95% of the games they've won at that point. They let that one slip away. And the interesting part about this game coming down to the fourth quarter for me overall was the fact that you sort of saw this coming from a mile away. The Philadelphia Eagles take the lead. They use the tush-push, ram it in the end zone. That play could have went for 10 yards. Just barreled over everybody, touchdown offsides on the Kansas City Chiefs. How many times do you see the Chiefs get the football and go right down the field and score a touchdown, but they know there's that six and a half minutes on the clock. They bleed it all the way dry, give the Philadelphia Eagles no time to react. That didn't happen in that football game because the Eagles came up with a stop right away. And you know what really angered me? The Eagles then pick up a first down, and then that phantom holding call comes up. Ticky-tack call on Chris Jones. You could call it, sure. We've seen that play millions of times not get called. So the Eagles punt it back to the Kansas City Chiefs for one last drive, and that's the play where Valdez Scantling is wide open. Mahomes throws a dot to him, and he can't catch the football. Now, hear me out on this. I'm telling you right now, I played wide receiver before. Did I play in the NFL? No, I didn't. But the catch that Valdez Scantling had, by far, is the toughest catch for a wide receiver to have. We've all played with our friends in the backyard. I'm just talking about because I've had issues with balls like that in the past where the quarterback throws a perfect ball. And I don't mean like I'm just jogging and it hits me like right in the hands. Like that's an easy one. I'm talking full blast sprint. Whereas, you know, looking back and keep in mind, you don't have, it's not just yourself running in a t-shirt and shorts. Shoulder pads and a helmet, full blast, knowing that you have to run as fast as you can to catch up to that football and extend. The toughest catch by far for any wide receiver. I've gone over the middle knowing I'm going to get the daylights knocked out of me. Easier catch than that one. A lollipop pass where you're wide open down the field. We have to wait for it. That's an easy catch. The perfect pass, full speed, by far the toughest pass to catch for a wide receiver. You're a professional, though. You got to make that play. It was a dot. If Mahomes had slightly underthrown that, he walks in with an easy touchdown. But Mahomes threw an absolute bullet dart laser beam to a spot on the field that Valdez-Scantling should have caught and wasn't able to get it done. The Philadelphia Eagles, 21. The Kansas City Chiefs, 17. The Philadelphia Eagles, the best team, no argument, in the NFL. But the odds makers weighing in this morning, we'll go over that next. Where do the Eagles stand? Where do the Chiefs stand? And what am I looking at for the rest of this NFL season? Come on back to Moneyline.
sportsgrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. sportsgrid.com.
Get money, people. Let's get some money because we got a lot of football coming up. I think there is some action tonight. I haven't really paid all that much attention to that for the past couple years, but I am locked in on some of these games on Thursday. They are fantastic betting games. Looks like they're going to be blowouts, but if you like offensive football, I think you're going to get that on Thanksgiving. So that's good news. And then Friday, we'll see what we get out of a trash offense out of the New York Jets, who frankly probably should get blown away by the Jets because Boyle is going to boil in the pocket for the New York Jets on Friday afternoon. All right, let's take a look now. Get to the phone lines, have some fun. 844-843-6879. First up here today on a Tuesday, it's Jordan from Phoenix checking in. What's good, Jordan?
What's going on, Donnie? How you doing, man?
Good, man. What's good?
I got a couple college basketball plays. I took Marshall plus money when the game started, so I got that. And then I think McNeese State, I just have a little action going here at work. I know you're happy about Philly yesterday. That was a great game. I rode your boy, so I won some money on that. So I was happy about that. And then this is pretty cool. My lady who I've been with for 15 years, my kid's mom, she's all from Seattle, right? So all her family is diehard Seahawks fans. So you can only imagine how my house is going to be on Thursday this week. So you know the drill, Donnie. Best show on the grid. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Tell K-Dub have a great Thanksgiving. I'll talk to you guys soon, man.
You too, buddy, Jordan. Enjoy the day. And yes, that is fantastic when family and football meet, but on opposite sides of the table. Good stuff over there. And by the way, then the 49ers should smash Seattle. I mean, they really should. If I'm looking at props, you're going right to Brock Purdy. You're going right to Run CMC. You're going right to Debo Samuel, to George Kittle. They should eat against that secondary for Seattle here. We'll just wait to see what the weather conditions are. I don't anticipate any bad weather, but you never know up there in Seattle. And it says a lot where the San Francisco 49ers are roughly a touchdown favorite on the road at Seattle. But tomorrow, we'll spend much, much more time going over that Thursday slate and how much fun we can have. Because keep in mind, we will be off on the show for Thursday. But you know what? Sports Grid Network's always got you covered. Pro Football Today live in studio for a two-hour show, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Thursday, Thanksgiving, getting you prepped, primed, and ready for the next three games that will be on that schedule. And then we'll probably dip into a little bit of action on Amazon Prime Friday. And that is the Jets versus the Miami Dolphins. But let's get back to the game last night and what that means for the rest of the season. The Eagles won that game. That was a showdown. I'd like to see what the ratings are coming out of that one. A lot of hype around it. Super Bowl rematch. Probably could argue the two best teams in the NFL meeting up. Or should I say the best team in the NFC and the best team in the AFC meeting up. Now, the Kansas City Chiefs lost that game. And if you're honest with yourself and you're a handicapper, true to your core, which I like to think I am, I look at the Eagles and I say to myself, okay, next two games on deck, the Buffalo Bills on Sunday, which again is a short week. Buffalo's going to be ready. Buffalo's going to be needing that victory. But I do still think the Philadelphia Eagles will win that game. It's a 3.5-point line. We'll see what happens there. Then another big break here for the 49ers is they're going to play Thursday. Then they're going to have that mini bye before they have to fly the East Coast and play at Lincoln Financial Field. And the Philadelphia Eagles, who played the Kansas City Chiefs, and it just seems like the Eagles have had no shortness of wackiness out of the NFL, they get their bye week, and they go, cool, all right, well, who do you play? Chiefs, awesome. Oh, by the way, the Chiefs get their bye week. But the Philadelphia Eagles overcame that and won that football game, 21-17, came back in the second half, and away you go. The Eagles are 9-1, the Chiefs dropped to 7-3. If you're taking a look at the odds, I'm just going to go FanDuel, just as one of them here. The NFC Championship winner now has tilted in the Eagles' direction at a plus 190 price. San Francisco 49ers plus 220, Dallas Cowboys plus 550. And the Detroit Lions are actually at 6-1, which is really interesting to me. And the only reason is because the next couple games, the Eagles have a really hard schedule, as we just went over. Also, after that game against the 49ers, then it's road games against Seattle and road game against the Dallas Cowboys. And then you have a couple layups to end the season. But the reason why they're so tightly contested there is this thing. Look, the San Francisco 49ers have three losses. They're still a talented team. They're not as good as the Eagles are because the Eagles don't have three losses, and the 49ers do. Let's be honest. look at the records of the teams that the 49ers did lose to as well. Come on now. Not every team is great. We don't have any runaway Super Bowl caliber. This is an embarrassing season. But the Eagles are the best team in the NFL. They showed that last night. They showed that throughout the season. They beat down a few good teams, and other teams that tried to beat them haven't been able to come to it. We'll find out again if the Eagles are legit next week. But coming out of last night, it's clear. There's no more objections. The Eagles are the best team in the NFL. But pricing-wise and where he can make some money, if the Philadelphia Eagles win their next two games, as I said, against the Bills and 49ers, it's a wrap. The Eagles will win the NFC. They're going to be in the Super Bowl. They'll be home field advantage because that's what the race is. The 49ers are not going to beat the Philadelphia Eagles after back-to-back seasons getting beat by them in the regular season, or back-to-back seasons getting beat by them, once in the regular season, once in the playoffs. And if the Eagles see them again in the playoffs, they got their number. They'll wax them again. But the 49ers can show up and beat the Eagles. But the key is here, the 49ers need home field advantage in order to win that football game. They do. Same thing with the Dallas Cowboys. But the Cowboys have to beat the Philadelphia Eagles in Dallas, which I actually think they will do in the regular season. But nobody's coming into Philadelphia in the playoffs and winning that. That's how big home field advantage is. And also, for the Kansas City Chiefs, nobody's going into Arrowhead and beating the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs. It doesn't happen. It won't happen. Now, yes, I know there's extenuating circumstances and, you know, the Cincinnati Bengals have done that. I understand it, but nobody's going to beat them this year. So here's where the argument comes in. Am I betting the Eagles plus 190 right now? No, because your value was going to be weeks ago here, right? Am I betting the 49ers at plus 220? No, because I honestly don't believe they're going to have home field advantage and they won't beat the Philadelphia Eagles in the playoffs. The Detroit Lions are an interesting one here because when you're looking at statistics and standings overall, the Lions are a game back here. 8-2, the Philadelphia Eagles at 9-1. Now, also, the key ingredient here, which is interesting, you take a look at conference, which is one of those first tiebreakers you look at, as opposed to head-to-head. The Eagles don't play the Lions this year. The Eagles are 6-0 in the conference. The Lions are 5-1. Do you know why that's a big deal also? Let's just say the Philadelphia Eagles do lose next week. That's the Buffalo Bills. So 9-2, and let's just say the Lions win on Thursday against the Packers. That's 9-2. Eagles still have the tiebreaker because they have the better conference record here, which is why if you're going to lose one game, boy, it's so important to beat the Buffalo Bills. Excuse me, if you lose to the Buffalo Bills, why that 49ers game is so important. Because number one, you have the tiebreaker currently over the Lions. Number two, the Philadelphia Eagles, if they beat the 49ers, will drop them to four losses and give them the de facto tiebreaker because they beat them in a head-to-head competition. This is why it's so interesting the next couple weeks. But again, I think the rest of the NFC and the NFL was thinking the Chiefs were going to win that football game, the Eagles were going to lose. Then it's going to be an all-out scramble the rest of the way. Well, the Eagles gave themselves a little bit of breathing room. Now, granted, also, the next two games for the Eagles are at home. They're going to be favored in both of those football games. They should win both of those football games. But it's the NFL. We see crazy things happen, and good football teams are going to play each other, which means either team has a legitimate chance for that victory. If we look at the Chiefs on the AFC side, the Chiefs are a plus 200 price to win the AFC currently right now. Distant here, the Baltimore Ravens at 360 and the Miami Dolphins at plus 430. So when I look at that myself, I say, all right, is there actual value in the Kansas City Chiefs? We did a poll this morning on the early line. Who's the best team in the NFL? The Eagles were the top team, the 49ers second. But the thing that we were pointing out, more so than who's going to be the top two teams, was only 5% of that poll at the time was coming in as the Kansas City Chiefs. This is when you back the Chiefs. And I know I didn't like what I saw last night of the Chiefs. It's the same thing we've been saying all year. They play really good defense now all of a sudden, but they don't have any explosiveness on offense, and that showed up. The one explosive play they could have made, they dropped with Valdes-Scantling. If that's Tyreek Hill, he's throwing up the peace sign, and they're winning that football game. They don't have that here. But I'm going to tell you this right now. Hear me out right now on this show. Barring sitting players, because you already have things wrapped up, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to run the table. They have 7 games left. You know what those 7 games are? At the Raiders, that's a W, specifically now that they lost to the Philadelphia Eagles. At the Packers, that's a W. Bills at home, that's a W. Patriots on the road, that's a W. Raiders at home, that's a W. Bengals without Joe Burrow at home, that's a W. And then the Chargers game on the final game of the year. If maybe the Chargers need that to get into the playoffs and or the Kansas City Chiefs are sitting players, that one might be a tough one. They're going to run the table, and I'm going to tell you how I'm going to bet it next. Stick with us right here on Money.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here on a Tuesday afternoon. Moneyline, SiriusXM Channel 159. Donnie Wrightside here on a solo mission. Just going over some ways here to take a look at the Chiefs, because any time you have a team where you're sort of kicking dirt on, I'm not saying that most people are looking at the Chiefs season as a failure and won't be able to raise up their bootstraps and get after it the rest of the way. I'm telling you right now, the Chiefs are going to run the table. Their schedule is so easy. Lions beat them opening day 21-20. It's a good win for the Lions, but come on. They were without Chris Jones in that game, the Chiefs, and also Travis Kelce. But it's still a loss. They lost to the Broncos on the road, 24-9. Beat the Dolphins by 7, got out to a nice lead and cruised in the second half. Then you take a look here at the Raiders coming up after this Eagles loss. That's going to be a win. So I know, I'm using just a terminology of rolling it over the way to go. If you take $100 and you want to put it here down on the, let's just say, the conference championships, right? Or you say they're going to win the AFC, right? It's 2-1. I don't really think that's all that much value. So you put down $100, you win $200 back. I'm not going to play that, even though I think there's a legitimate chance that Kansas City does win that conference. But once you get to the playoffs, you're going to re-up, man, which means you're going to play really good football teams in high-leverage situations. I don't think there's too many high-leverage situations left on the schedule. Could the Bills go into Kansas City and win? Sure they can. I don't think that's going to happen. I really don't. So if you're taking a look at this week's games, I'm going to start this week. It doesn't really. You always want the best number. I understand that. But let's just say you take a separate book. I put a lot of action on FanDuel Sportsbook and Bet365. I did sign up for ESPN Bet. Put some money in there, took the free bets, but really find the betting options underwhelming on ESPN. But I want to separate it because, as I told you guys multiple times, I cash everything out of my account every single night, win or lose. Actually lose. I mean, you don't have any money in there, right? But multiple accounts, you're probably betting on a night-to-night basis. It's very rare that I'm just betting one sports betting site a night. Like last night, a couple bets on different outlets. Away you go. Picked up one of those wins on Bet365, cashed out immediately, got the money back in my account, and away we go. Because it's the best way I like to look at it myself and say, okay, not police myself, but just keep an eye. Because I'm not writing everything down. But if I have one centralized bank account that all I do is use my gambling money out of, it's easy to track it on a day-to-day basis when you're cashing out every night. So when you wake up in the morning, you see exactly what you have in that account. Wins, losses, how you can step up, what you need to bet, yada, yada, yada. So I think I'm going to go with like ESPN Bet. And roll the rest of the way with the Kansas City Chiefs and bet $100 to start here. Because as I said, if you think the Chiefs are going to win the AFC, you bet $100 right now, you win $200. I don't think that's a viable option for me. Because if I'm going to get a chance here, and again, it might change in that Chargers game. Barring injury, you start with $100 against the Raiders, which again, they're on the road. It's not going to pay that much. Just look at a FanDuel right now. You put a $100 wager on the Kansas City Chiefs. You only get back $23.26. That's stupid, Donnie. What are you doing that for? Well, it compounds. Because then you take that money, which would be $123.26 that you got back. Then you place that amount on the Packers game. Then you place whatever wins from that all on the Bills game. Then all in the Patriots game. Then all in the Raiders game. And all in the Bengals game. And then the Chargers, that they still need that. You're going to make a whole heck of a lot more money in your account than you would just betting a 2-1 price for the AFC. And then if you want to keep on going, you can. Because if they run the table, they're going to be the home field advantage. Splash it down on the divisional round. Splash it down on the championship round. Heck, splash it down on the Super Bowl if you're feeling frisky there and think the Chiefs are going to run it all the way through. But that's how I'm betting them. And I will start that this weekend and document it each and every week. It sounds ludicrous when you start. $100 only pays me back $23. That's dumb. No, it's not. Compound that. Double it down. Put it every single time. Whatever's left over, put it on the Chiefs the next weekend. Money line. Not spread. Money line. Just to win the football game. I think the Chiefs are running the table here. I honestly do. Philadelphia Eagles, tough game against the Bills. I like where the Eagles are going, but I think it makes the most sense. Take a team when they're down. When the value don't believe, oh, this isn't going to happen. I'm telling you, if the season ended today, and you look at the standings in the NFL, just in the AFC alone, Baltimore's in first place, 8-3. Only 8-win team in the AFC. Look at that logjam behind them. KC 7-3, Jaguars 7-3, Dolphins 7-3, Browns 7-3, Texans 6-4, Steelers 6-4, Bills 6-5. It's incredible. That is a balanced conference here. But I'm telling you right now, neutral site, home or away, are you betting against the Chiefs? Like, what's the one team that can take the Chiefs out? Because I know a lot of people out there listening will be like, all right, well, you know me, I like Baltimore, and I love the fact they're in first place. I have a ticket on them to win the Super Bowl at 19-1. So I look at that and say, okay, man, come on, Ravens, just keep going. Even if we have to hedge a little bit, we're going to make a really good number on that ticket here. But you know who I don't want to see them play? The Kansas City Chiefs. Because of Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and what they can do and how that defense is playing. The Jacksonville Jaguars, yeah, solid team, 7-3. Tried to step up against the Niners, got slapped. The Miami Dolphins, 7-3. Ooh, they're a fun team to watch until they play a decent football team. The Cleveland Browns, you got to be kidding me. They'll probably make the playoffs and teams will be clamoring to play them once they get there with DTR as their quarterback. Houston Texans rookie quarterback. Pittsburgh Steelers right now, if the season ended, would be in the playoffs. Are you kidding me here? So if you are that AFC squad that gets home field advantage, what an advantage it's going to be. Because the only team, like if Baltimore gets that, the only thing I think can beat Baltimore would be the Kansas City Chiefs. And if the Kansas City Chiefs actually end up in that top spot, nobody's beating the Chiefs at home. Just the way that I'm going to be betting them the rest of the way, and just the way I think it's going to make the most sense here. We'll pick up some money on the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll get down, and we'll certainly have some fun doing that. But if we're looking at the rest of the way through, the NFC, now I don't have, let's just go down the post here. Because the AFC has so many teams in a logjam. Like the Raiders are 5-6, the 12th overall seed. They are all lumped up within a game of getting into the playoffs, essentially. The NFC is a little bit more cut and dry. Eagles 9-1, Lions 9-2, 49ers 7-3, and then a big drop-off. New Orleans Saints 5-5. The only reason why they're listed in that four spot is because that division is so bad, and if you win the division, you get home field advantage. Dallas Cowboys 7-3. Seattle Seahawks going to be 6-5 after this week. Minnesota Vikings 6-5. We'll see what they can do this weekend as well. But the Green Bay Packers at 4-6, they're probably going to get slapped down this weekend by Detroit. Then they'll be going bye-bye. Same thing with the Rams, the Falcons, the Buccaneers. All those teams stink out loud. So this is really a race for like the top four, right, in the NFC. Saints won't be a factor, but they'll be home in the dome for a playoff game. Maybe they can pull an upset. Not looking forward to that. I don't think that's going to be possible. Because if you have, what, 2-7, the Eagles, let's just say as of right now, would get that bye week. If you're lining up the playoffs, the number two seed, non-bye, would be the Detroit Lions. They would take on the Minnesota Vikings. Then you would have the San Francisco 49ers take on the Seattle Seahawks. So some divisional action in both of those games. And then you would have the New Orleans Saints and the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys would love that. Stay in the five hole, they'll win easily over the Saints. Which then, if you're just going by seeding purposes, the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles will play each other the divisional round. Sensational, baby. Sensational overall. But we are moving this season, and it's going so fast. Like, we are November 21st. I just did a couple videos this morning for college football this weekend. Because you know we're waiting on the big game on Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. But I'm saying to myself, week 13? Week 13, and saying the words, the final regular season games in college football? Say it ain't so, man. I was just complaining about week zero, felt like just a few weeks ago. But boy, we are all the way through. And by the way, betting updates in college football too. Ben and I were talking on the early line, talking about who is going to be the best option here to take in the Heisman Trophy race, which again brings up some interesting points this weekend. I don't think anything has changed from yesterday, but let me just take a look at the Heisman Trophy odds coming into this week. All right, Bo Nix has shifted slightly here. Jaden Daniels was minus 125. He's now minus 120. Bo Nix was plus 150. He's now plus 140. Michael Penix is 650. Those are only the three guys, I believe, that can win the Heisman Trophy. I guess the only reason why they would get knocked out of the race if, like, you know, I don't know, Bo Nix loses this weekend, then gets beat by Michael Penix, but Penix loses. You see what I mean? It's hard because those three guys are probably going to be in it to the end. But the question going to be Jaden Daniels this weekend. He's got one more chance to show out against Texas A&M. The total in that game is 66.5. That game is not about LSU winning a football game, which do they want to? Of course they do. It's more about putting Jaden Daniels one last real gut punch at the Heisman Trophy, which means he's going to wind up and give it everything he has. 5 touchdown passes, 2 Bills on the ground, no running backs getting any handoffs here, because they want him to win the Heisman. That's the best way to do it. They're not playing for a national championship. He doesn't get those bonus points. He's had multiple games to step up as a starting quarterback this year. He hasn't. Is he an electric football player? Do I think he's going to be good in the pros? Yes, I do. But I think the Heisman Trophy is Bo Nix is to lose, even though he's technically not the favorite to win it. If Bo Nix beats a ranked opponent this weekend in Oregon State in the Civil War up there, that's a notch under his belt. If he goes back and avenges the close loss to Washington over Michael Penix in the Pac-12 championship game, he will win the Heisman Trophy. And if he doesn't, throw away the Heisman Trophy and never allow it be up for vote again, because every single one of those votes should be taken away. Jaden Daniels is really good, but in college football, it's not about just being the best player, because Bo Nix is no slouch. Bo Nix has outrageous numbers this year on a much better football team. And if he wins his conference championship and heads to the playoff after beating an undefeated Washington team, yeah, he's going to win the Heisman Trophy. Plus 150, got down on it. Let's get after it. Let's have some fun and let's cash some tickets. Another segment coming up here. Make sure you don't go anywhere. Keep it right here. Sports Grid Channel 159.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here on a Tuesday afternoon as we get ready for Thanksgiving week. A monster football week, a lot of fun to be had, and certainly bets and food and cocktails and beverages will be flowing this week. Just make sure you do it responsibly out here. Let's get to the phone lines, 844-843-6879. Live on the line now, it's the Moose, and he's ready to go here. Talk to me, Moose.
I tell you what, first and foremost, I hope the three of you guys, Kevin, DRS, JP, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. So
absolutely.
I thoroughly have enjoyed listening to you guys this year. And then, man, it's kicking in. I tell you what, and think about it. College playoffs have already started. Mount Union's rolling. So I think they played their first playoff game last week. We're right in the middle of the high school Friday Night Lights. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. But DRS, I have to give you 100% credit, man. You know, I like that unit bet on the KC Chiefs. And, you know, I'm going to roll right along with you.
So let's do it.
I love that idea. It's on. I mean, I'm going to do it. So you talk me into it. It makes total sense. I like where you're going with it. We got a little MAC action going on tonight. And then I tell you what, Black Friday ball. I think it's going to be a Black Friday for the Jets. And the bet that I put down that I like, it's coming back, and a plus 120 is for the Dolphins to win both halves. I like that bet. So I just do. But other than that, Saturday's going to be exceptional. And I'm not tossing no ill will to my friend up north, Bill. good luck and enjoy the game. The chips are going to fall where they fall. I got the utmost respect for people up north, and I'll just leave it at that. You know, because I certainly believe in good karma. You know, most certainly. Mm-hmm. Have a great turkey day. And you guys take care. As always, I always enjoy your show. So you guys take care. I'm out of here.
There we go. Moose checking in. Hopefully a nice, happy, and healthy Thanksgiving. I know Moose is this big time for Moose, though, on Thanksgiving, right? Grandchild around. Big doings here. Cutting turkey. Good stuff. But keep in mind, too, people, we'll be back tomorrow. Your boy DRS on a solo mission again. And tomorrow, we really get after that NFL slate. There's a ton of bets already up for Thursday's games. And when I tell you props are looking tasty as that turkey, yeah, they're going to be juicy here. All right, let's get to some other hot topics around. By the way, there's some really good college basketball being played out there in the Big Island of Hawaii in the Maui Invitational. I'm watching live right now Gonzaga, who lost yesterday, taking on Syracuse, who lost yesterday. But they got some big names in that tournament here, some really good basketball over the next 24 to 48 hours if you're interested in that. The one thing I do really enjoy, to be honest, you know, I love college basketball. But right now, I'm not into college basketball. And it's been that way for a long time. The NFL is my favorite thing on planet Earth. And especially when the Philadelphia Eagles are really good, it just adds that bonus here. But I love the handicap. I love to watch. I love the playoffs. But once we start to wind down in the professional playoffs, right, after divisional week, championship week, and then, of course, you have the week off before the Super Bowl, the one thing I do really enjoy is conference play. And I argue this a lot. Sometimes I think conference tournament play is even better than the actual March Madness tournament itself. There's so much basketball, like versus like opponents, teams needing to win to get into the tournament. It's sensational basketball. We have plenty of time to get into that. But otherwise, if you are a college basketball hoophead, you are loving Feast Week, man. This is so much fun to watch if you're into it. Getting to know the players, getting to see the guys, you know, even though they're not really playing most of the time on their home court in these big games, it's usually neutral court, it's still really good basketball to watch and have fun with. So if you're enjoying that, good on you. I'll be on board once we get a little bit later in the college basketball season to really dive in and hit off on some numbers. Same thing with the NBA tonight, by the way. The in-season tournament, like, is there a chance? Because, again, just because something makes money doesn't always mean it's a good thing. The reason I bring that up is the Pro Bowl in the NFL. They kept bringing up how the ratings are, and it's the most watched show of the week. It was god-awful. It was embarrassing to the league. They had to stop it. So at least the NFL woke up and goes, hey, guys, sometimes it's not all about money. It's about putting good products out there, not just being thieves and stealing from the public who adores you so much. Same thing with the NBA. We don't need an in-season tournament. It doesn't even make sense. Listen, can you imagine if college football or professional football had an in-season tournament? Like, hey, by the way, the Eagles playing the Giants this weekend in game number two of the in-season tournament. What? Come on, man. You play for a championship at the end of the season. Enough with the nonsense. And the reason they do it, too, is they sort of tell on themselves in the NBA. We understand our regular season is hot garbage. There is no worse regular season on the planet than the NBA regular season because the players and the teams tell us that. The only thing that matters is being healthy by the playoffs, which is fine if you play 22 games during the season. The NBA is useless. The NBA is invisible until we get outside of football season. And we understand that here. But the NBA trying to act like, let's throw an in-season tournament early because people will be excited. It's whack is all get out. It's terrible. There's no need for it here. The Philadelphia 76ers play a game tonight. I think it's their final game. Like every time I talk about this, or should I say Ben talks about it on the early line, I have to listen in. Because again, I have no idea what the standings are, how many games they have left, who's in what group. It's just a flat out joke that they do this. And again, the only alternate, if you want to make it better, shut the league down for a week and a half, play it all in Vegas in one arena. People will probably get into that, and it would be some fun to watch. But don't have me with the calculator out once again, trying to see who's playing for what and who actually cares and where the games are and when the next one is played. It's bogus. It's a joke. It's ridiculous. All right, got that out of the way. Tom Brady opens up his mouth again now that he's retired. It's kind of interesting where he likes his podcast and stuff, but didn't want to take that job with Fox for like $30 million a year to be a commentator. Some of the stuff he says at times is valid. But the ones he came up with today, talking about, I guess it was like Kareem Jackson. I don't know the context of it or what the actual need for it was. But he's basically saying the NFL is different today. It was so much better in my day because Ray Lewis could knock your head off and give you a concussion. Ronnie Lott could knock your head off and give you concussion. That was much better football. Rodney Harrison, who was pinched for PED violations, could use PEDs and hit you in the head and give you a concussion, right? That's what we're talking about. Nonsense. I understand the football product isn't that great this year because every once in a while you are going to get seasons where starting quarterbacks get injured and maybe the football play isn't as good as it was the year before. We understand that. And you're seeing a lot of that due to some of these scores, particularly on primetime football. But for Tom Brady, who's the poster child for NFL quarterbacks no longer being allowed to hit, sort of sanctimonious here for him coming out and saying the game was better when you could be pretty much violent. Do you remember when Tom Brady got hit low and blew his knee out and the NFL blew a gasket and said nobody will ever touch the quarterback again? Yeah, that was Tom Brady. And I'm pretty sure Tom Brady was advocating for that. And you see it all along now because every star quarterback does it. George Mahomes last night, you lay a finger on him, he's screaming at the refs at the top of his lungs wanting penalties here. So for Tom Brady, of all people, to come out and basically say it's mediocre because you can't give anybody concussions anymore, just a ridiculous take overall at that point. Now let's get to the Steelers here, people. Is there any chance that the Steelers can bounce back this year? Is there any chance that the Steelers can change the scenery of their offensive coordinator, firing Matt Canada, and things will improve immediately? We know my favorite thing about that is they actually now have fired Matt Canada, which they had to do absolutely. But they then go in-house, which I agree with. You can't really go outside the organization and just make somebody your offensive coordinator midway through the season. That doesn't work. But they basically hired two people. They go, okay, we're going to elevate an offensive coordinator. Sure, makes sense. And we're going to let our running backs coach call the plays. Literally have no idea what the Steelers are doing at that point. They should have won last week at Cleveland, but they're god-awful on offense. They should win this weekend against Cincinnati, but they're god-awful on offense overall. Let's get some plays. Let's get some fun. Let's get involved here at this time. You know why? The X-Man is calling from the great state of Virginia, ready to drop some presents off, just like he's Santa Claus. What's up there, X-Man?
Coming back today. We came up one short yesterday in Colorado, losing the game with 2 minutes left. It was crazy.
Yeah, come on now. Yep, come on now. What do we got?
Tonight we got Devin Booker, 25 points. LeBron James, 25 points. Mm-hmm. We're going with the Indiana Pacers on the money line.
Ooh.
And we're going with the Purdue Boilermakers, keep it in the state of Indiana, on the money line.
There you go.
Purdue.
I like where you're going there. By the way, 251.5, X-Man. 251.5 in that Indiana game. I got a Halliburton over his points prop and also his points, rebounds, and assists here. I think we're getting some big numbers there. And also, I like that. I think Indiana can steal that game. So what'd you say? It was 10-1? Is that what we're dealing with today? Yeah, I like that.
I just posted it on the X for everybody. Yep. It's for the people because we're coming back today.
That's right. Now, by the way, I need to do some homework for me, X-Man. Tomorrow, we're going to be live on the air. You know how Moneyline rolls. We won't be live on the air on Thursday. I need you to dig into something for Turkey Day for the people tomorrow. That's your homework assignment tonight. I need it posted.
I got it for you right now.
In on that.
I got it for you right now.
Let's go. Let the people know.
Green Bay Packers on the money line.
Oh, whoa. That's spreading the love on Thanksgiving with a little Jordan Love action. I like it. There you go, people. You came prepared. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, X-Man, if we don't talk to you tomorrow, man, have a happy Thanksgiving, brother, all right?
God bless America.
The land of the free, the home of being able to deal some get some money going out here. There you go, man. Guy calls in and gives gambling gifts and then puts a blessing on the American people. You only find that here on the grid, man. We take care of the people, and the people take care of us back. Love to see it. Now, let me just get back to this, Steelers effort here. And by the way, we're going to get JP a pick here coming up next after this break, so don't you guys go anywhere. But think about the Steelers. If they would have won last week like 10-7, horrendous on offense, one play, which was like a 75-yard run, which you can't count on a week-to-week basis, they wouldn't have fired Matt Canada. But, hey, man, look at the record. Look at the record overall. So I think it was a very good thing they lost to Cleveland so they can admit as an organization they are wrong with Matt Canada as their offensive coordinator. But I joked this morning also about that. Are they going to fire Kenny Pickett as well? Because he's a massive reason why that team stinks. He just can't make any throws. His arm looks weak. You ever play like, Sandlot football as a kid Like, hey, man, let's get the pitcher over here because this he can sling it around. And I always loved to play wide receiver, which granted, just about usually had a quarterback. Somebody might line up as like a running back. And then you have like nine wide receivers running wild. Well, of course, I was going to be one of the wide receivers there. Have you ever had the kid that just couldn't throw you the football or get it to you? It's like, man, it stinks. Like, I can't run more than 10 yards without this guy not being able to hit me for a pass. That's what it feels like when you're in a Mac Canada offense with Kenny Pickett as your starting quarterback. It's been a disaster. Let's see what they do this weekend. Tell me they're going to lose to the Bengals with a backup quarterback and the Cleveland Browns with a backup quarterback in consecutive weekends. Ridiculous! One more segment to close it out. Don't go anywhere. We're right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Final segment on a terrific Tuesday right here on the Sports Grid Network. Talked about a lot in this hour, had a lot of fun, had a lot of great phone calls as we get ready for Thanksgiving Day. But tomorrow, look, we're going to be doing this again. It's going to be a solo mission for your boy here. We'll have some fun over that hour, take some phone calls, see what the people are up to. And also, I think tomorrow is the day where we get into, like, what do you actually like to eat on Thanksgiving? So if you're a caller, if you're listening in, call in tomorrow. We're going to have some fun with that. Do you love stuffing? I do. Do you like sweet potato pie? Do you like sweet potatoes? Do you like mashed potatoes? How about if you like a little mac and cheese tomorrow with your meal? Is that going on your table? It is going on mine. Are you with an Italian family that you say, you know, before the turkey comes out, we got to have a little ziti and a little meatballs here to get it going? As a little antipasta? Something like that? Yeah, we'll get that tomorrow. We'll have that fun and certainly set you guys up, no doubt about it, for a winning Thursday. And also get that sort of preview here for the weekend, because why? We're not going to be here on Thursday or Friday on the radio. And I want to make sure we talk about the game on Saturday. But JP, get in here. We got NBA all over the place. We got college basketball. We got things popping off. Where are you looking today?
Yeah, you want to go to that game, that Hawks-Pacers game with the ridiculous total. I like Bruce Brown tonight over his points rebounds in that contest.
Yeah. I love that, too, because, of course, the props are actually higher for that game, and rightfully so, because it's 251.5, but it just tells you the pace. Like, you can get some unbelievable numbers tonight. I think it was 39.5 for Tyrese Halliburton. It's points, rebounds, and assists to go over. I think there's a prop bet or a odds boost here. Let me just see if that's the FanDuel Sportsbook kicking that one out. Joel Embiid to score 30 tonight, and then Tyrese Halliburton to record 10 assists. That's a plus 170 price. Also tonight, Devin Booker, Anthony Davis, and Lauri Markkanen each to score 20 at a minus 105. That's up to plus 150. Let me just see. I have a couple data checks here to see what Lauri Markkanen is coming in at here. Let me just see if I can do that quickly. That's not a bad bet. That's not bad. Because I think Booker's going to go off. I do think Anthony Davis has a legitimate chance to get 20 points tonight as well. Maybe that's the low point, is that one, with Anthony Davis as maybe the question mark to get 20, even though I think he's going to get that. I like that odds boost. I like what we got going on. I love the fact that we'll be back on Wednesday talking about this much, much more. For JP behind the wheels of steel, Donnie Wrightside on a solo mission, join me once again tomorrow right here on Moneyline on the Sports Grid Network. See ya.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.